Shalom Aleichem to everybody. I'd like to talk today about the Hashkama Minyan, and specifically the Hashkama Minyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hashkama Minyanim have taken the country by storm, certainly the last 30, 40, 50 years, very popular. Many people enjoy the Hashkama Minyan, spending time at the Hashkama Minyan, attending Hashkama Minyan. On the other hand, there are many people who don't appreciate the Hashkama Minyan and prefer that the shul is together and is davening as one in a main minyan. I'd like to address less the philosophical and emotional aspects of this question, but more of the halachic issues that relate to the Hashkama Minyan. The first reason, of course, and the pro for the Hashkama Minyan would be that many times a later minyan, a main minyan in Shabbos and Yom Tov, misses Zman Kriya Shema. So therefore, davening at a minyan b'Hashkama, earlier minyan, therefore would allow a person to daven b'tzibur and to daven, allow a person to daven and make Zman Kriya Shema, which is critically important, which is very important. Furthermore, often somebody doesn't have the opportunity to learn during the week. You're busy, a person is working, a person is doesn't have the time, and as the Shulchan Aruch, the two of the Beis Yosef point out, there's no better time to learn Torah. The opportunity exists to learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore, if a person davens early, he'll have the opportunity to learn after davening. So, of course, that also is a critical reason for the success and those who prefer davening b'hashkama. Third reason is if a person wants to help his family, his wife, and she wants to get to shul, the kids want to get to shul, and therefore there's an element of shalom bayis, a ben adam machavero, that if an individual davens early, he'll allow his wife, children to get to shul, help out in the house, and the like. Those are all very important reasons, good reasons, and seemingly halachic reasons for the good standing of the Hashkama Minyan. If these reasons indeed are critical and are important and seem paramount, what would be a reason that there should not be a Hashkama Minyan, and what would be the con halachically of the Hashkama Minyan? The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Gimel, quotes the Magen Avraham from a Tshuva of the Rivash. It's quoted in Choshen Mishpat in the end of Simen Kuf Samach Beis, who writes as follows: Hama'akev Livnos Beis HaKnesses. If somebody stops and prohibits and puts down force not to allow a shul to be built, even though if there's another shul in town, in the city, in the area, prohibiting somebody from opening up a shek and shul is prohibiting and is stopping mitzvahs to take place. Umasik sham, and the Ramah, the Rivash, Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah say the following. However, if there's enough room in the shul that everybody could have a seat and could have a place and could have their makom kavua in the same shul, as adraba asurim lihiparet. If there's enough place and space and it's comfortable and every person has their area and their makom kavua in the Beis HaKnesses, then it's also lihiparet. It's prohibited to open up a second shul. Why would it be prohibited to open up a second shul if everybody has the same place? And the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says two reasons, but the first reason would be applicable to us, and that is Mishum Duberov Am Hadras Melech. It's important lahalacha when you're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you shouldn't do it alone. You shouldn't do it with a few people. You shouldn't just do it with a small group, just with a quorum, just with a mini minion, but Berov Am Hadras Melech. There's nothing like coronating the Rabbeinu Shalom as king. Berov Am Hadras Melech. The Melech HaMelech Malchi HaMelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have greater kavod, will have greater honor and greater respect, as the Ramban says in this end of Parshas Bo, that the purpose and the point of Beis HaKnesses and Tefillah and raising one's voice in Tefillah is in order that we could all say collectively, in unison, both with numbers as well as with kavana, Briosecha Anachna, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your children, we are your creations, and therefore Rov Am Hadras Melech would seem to indicate that this is the reason why there shouldn't be two shuls in the city if there's enough room for one shul to carry and to hold everybody. Seemingly this would be true as well in this context. Why should there be two minyanim? Why should there be a first minyan and a second minyan? Why should there be a Hashkama minyan and the main minyan in the shul? Rov Am Hadras Melech would tell us that we should all daven together as long as there's enough room, as long as there's enough space. If there's not enough, so then you need to have two rooms, two places to daven. But if there's enough space and enough place, why should everybody not daven together? So how do we handle such a thing? On the one hand, we see Kriya Shema Bizman, and to learn after davening. And maybe there's elements of Shalom Bayis and Ben Adam Lechavero that would be paramount in order to make sure that there's an opportunity for those who wish and want to daven B'Hashkama. On the other hand, Rov Am Hadras Melech. How do we find the resolution to these two important, critical halachic points? The Mishnah Berurah continues and quotes a tshuva of the Radvaz, Chelek Gimel Sumet Tav Ayin Beis, who writes the following. The only time we would prohibit the second shul from opening is Bizman Shekulam Leiv Echad. Shekilusan Ola Yafa, when everybody's getting along and it's happy and everybody's able to be mispal together. However, Imchalak Libam, if there's contention, there's disagreement, there's the inability to get along, and everybody wants things their way, their shul, their comfort level, their nusach, their minhag, their rabbi, then Yoser Tohu Shispalu Kol Kot Bifnei Atzma. And that time, if that's what occurs, then every single group should daven independently. What way is it to daven to Kodesh Baruch if everybody wants something else? Allow everybody to daven it the way they want to daven. Then the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ravaz, continues. V'lo sita b'dvarai. Don't confuse what I'm saying. Shani sover she'achaluka tova chasrom. Don't think that what I'm telling you is that this is lechatchila, that we should separate, and there should be division and divisiveness, and there should be two minyanim. The ideal is that everybody should be able to daven together to Avinu Shebashamayim. But if that's an impossibility, and there's always going to be a hard feeling between the two minyanim, then better to push aside that which is bad. And in that context, we would say, better to have two minyanim. So in this context, I think more often than not, in most shuls, Baruch Hashem, we're not dealing with heavy machlokas between a hashkama minyan and a minyanim. But we're dealing with people of different interests and different desires and different needs and different wants. And everybody has a different way that they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some like to wake up early so that they can learn before davening and after davening. Some like to wake up early because they want to make sure that they get Kriya Shema Mizmat. Some want to wake up early because they want to daven Kivasikin. So those are good, sound, and solid reasons, and therefore one has to appreciate that, and the shul has to understand that the hashkama minyan has its basis and its place and its role. If the main minyan davens and there is kriya shma bizman and they're able to learn and daven after, so you could argue that maybe everybody should daven together. But if each minyan has its place and its role and its way about going about taking care of the needs of those individuals, and that's what those individuals need, it would seem to be that the way the Mishnah Berurah understands from the Radvaz and the way that the Magen Avram, the Rivash, and the Mishnah Berurah explain is that it would be appropriate to allow and to make sure that two minyanim exist. There is a further indication of this in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Tzadi. And here the Mishnah Berurah talks about exactly our situation. I believe it's only one of two places in all of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah specifically speaks about a hashkama minyan. If anybody knows other mar makomas, I'd be curious and interested to know. But I believe it's this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Tzadi, and further in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Kuf Yudal, where the Mishnah Berurah speaks specifically about hashkama minyan. And here the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Siman Tzadi, Siftes, where the Mechaber says that a person should be Mishtadil Hispal Bebeis HaKnesses Imatzibur. Everybody should make a great big effort to make sure to daven in shul with a tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chavches, Mi Sheholech B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov B'Hashkama, somebody who is an attendee of the Hashkama Minyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov L'Hispal B'Minyan Asar, wants to go to the Hashkama Minyan to daven with a quorum, with a minyan. Ki Rov Tzibur Ma'achrim Tfilasam, because the majority of the Mispalim in that shul, they daven too late or much too late, maybe even halachically after hours. Uba also minyan in the hashkama minyan mispalim gam tefilas musaf take echarcha tefilas shachris. In the hashkama minyan, immediately following shachris comes musaf. V'yesh man achakach leich lebeis haknesses, but a person has time, has the ability to daven musaf later in the main minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's better? To daven shachris and musaf in the hashkama minyan together and to finish davening? Or to daven shachris bashkama to make sure they get kriya shma tefila bizman, and then wait, take a break, and go to the main minyan to daven with the tzibur b'rovam? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosir tov leilech lispala musaf imat tzibur bebeis haknesses mitshum de b'rovam hadras melech ken kasv v'tshuvas yad elio. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in that context, if you want the Hashkama Minyan, and you want to daven early, and you want to make sure to get Kriya Shema Bizman and Tefillah Bizman, fine, you have it. Shachris, and you've complete Shachris, take a break, learn then. That's why a person might want to be going to the Hashkama Minyan to have an opportunity to learn. So the Shachris Hashkama Minyan should stop after Tefillah Shmona Esrei Shachris. There should be a Seder Limud, and then everybody could come together to daven in the main Minyan Musaf. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, B'shem the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. Is that what's done? Can we expect that to be done? So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Only if the main minyan is your other shul, where that's your primary place of location. It's just that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you daven early. Says the Mishnah Berurah, similar to what the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, in Simin Kufnun and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, if your comfort level pushes you to daven in the first minyan Hashkamin, because that's where you belong, that's where you're comfortable, that's where you are able to be mispalel, and to take a break between Shachris and Mufis is going to be too much. And it's not going to allow for the Shalom Bayis and to pick up the children, allow your wife to come to shul. It's not going to allow you to have the Ritzifus in Talmud Torah and to take such a break between Shachas and Musaf is going to be complicated. And it's not so comfortable to go to the main shul after. So then certainly an argument can be made indeed that that would not be the best thing to do. Nonetheless, you see here, the Mishnah Berurah is tugging at two edges of a rope, that there is an element to Berov Am, and there's also an element to davening Kivasikin, Kehashkama, to make sure to daven properly and to make sure to daven Bekavana. But here again, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Yud Dalet in the Bir Halacha, also refers to the Hashkama Minyan. And in this context, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there's one day, one Shabbos, one Yom Tov, where the Hashkama Minyan shouldn't take place. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Lo Yaktim, concludes his words by saying the following: Al Kainir Shetov Lizar Shalolasos Minyan Rishon BeBeisach Knesses BeYom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. The first day of Pesach, you should not hold a first minyan, a hashkama minyan, an early minyan. Not because you stayed up late for the Seder, and not because you're tired and you're not going to be able to get up and you're not going to be able to daven properly. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. But if you take a look at the Bir Halacha comments that the basis for not having a hashkama minyan on the first day of Pesach is because in the first minyan, if the chazan announces in Tfilas Musaf that we're no longer reciting the inclusion of Mashiv HaRuach HaMor Negeshem, and the Chazan in Tfilas Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach says we're going to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMor Negeshem, and it's now time for Morid Atal, or for Minhag Ashkenaz, we don't say Morid Atal, we don't say anything. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah says, Misupkanya, have a suffix, that at the second minyan, then already on Musaf, the Yechidim in their private Shemona Esrei of Musaf, and maybe even at Shachris, also should stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMor Negeshem. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is Misupuk. Maybe that's a reason not to hold the first minyan, a Hashkama minyan, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, because maybe that means that the second minyan already, the Yechidim at Musaf, and maybe even at Shachris, should stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaMor Negeshem. Mishnah Berurah says maybe it's a different minyan, and therefore the first, second minyan is not nigra, doesn't follow what happened at the first minyan. Maybe there's a big hefsek between the first minyan and the second minyan. Maybe the shachris gets in between the first musaf and the second musaf. But nonetheless, Mishnah Berurah says, Nireh shetov lizar, should be very careful. Shlo lasos minyan rishon bebeisach knesses biyom tov rishon shlo pesach, the first day of Pesach. Maybe the hashkama minyan should not be held. But the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha earlier says the same suffix regarding the first day of Sukkot. Since the first day of Sukkot, the Chazan in Musaf begins to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMor Negeshem, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mistapakna, I'm also Misupak, that maybe in the second minyan, the same thing, the Yechidim should also begin to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMor Negeshem, when they're silent Shmoni Esrei of Musaf, and maybe even the silent Shmoni Esrei of Shachris. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah also is Misupak, the same thing should be true on Shachris of the second day, and therefore for that reason the Mishnah Berurah is not sure whether or not a first minyan should take place altogether on the first day of Sukkot when Mashiv Ruach HaMor Negeshem is announced by the Chazan. However, in this context, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that you should not hold the Hashkama minyan like he does on the first day of Pesach. Here, he says, Kevan de minyan acher, since it's a second minyan, v'gam halo b'shachris yitztarach lomer Mashiv Ruach, and maybe even the second minyan in Shachris, they should say Mashiv Ruach also, al kein lo mahani zela tefilas musaf shacharkach. Maybe this is not going to work for Musaf afterward, and therefore, when it comes to the first day of Sukkot, the Mishnah Berurah does not make the same suggestion that the Hashkama minyan should not take place, but rather only says it on the first day of Pesach. A fascinating psak of the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha. And here again, I believe the only two places where we find in all of Mishnah Berurah and all of Orach Chaim that we see the Mishnah Berurah speaks to a Hashkama minyan The first, of course, as we just noted, being in the context of whether or not the Hashkama Minyan should stop after Shacharis and should move together to Daven with the Minyan of the main Minyan for Musaf. And there the Mishnah Berurah has differences of opinion regarding whether or not that's appropriate or not. And again, that becomes very complicated and difficult. And here again, the Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility that maybe a Hashkama Minyan should not be held on the first day of Pesach, because if it is held, that may require the second Minyan to also stop saying Mashiv Aruach Amorda Geshem as private citizens in the private Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. However, there's one other area where this concept also plays itself out, and that's in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. Of course, there's no Nefilas Apayim, there's no Tachnun on Shabbos, but the application would be to Avarachme. And the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim tells us the following, that there's certain days, of course, that we don't recite Tachnun. And one of the days that Tachnun is not recited is when there is a bris in the shul. And the language that the Mechaber says in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, V'lo b'beis ha'kneses b'yom ha'mila. Tachanun is not recited b'beis ha'kneses. Doesn't say at a minyan, but b'beis ha'kneses in the shul, b'yom ha'mila, the day that a bris mila takes place. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkotan chav beis, rotza lomar, b'beis ha'kneses shi'omolu achar kach bo'as ha'tinok, what does it mean that no tachan is recited in the shul on the day that a mila takes place? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't say tachan in that shul up until and including after the bris mila takes place, even if in a minyan the bali bris are not there, the father, the sandik are not even in that minyan. Therefore, the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky and other poskim achronim understand the psak in the Mishnah Berurah, it's found in Ishi Yisrael, in the end of the Sefer Ishi Yisrael, Os Reish Chav Dalet, that in a shul that has multiple minyanim, and the mila is taking place after the second minyan, the first minyan also wouldn't recite Tachron, because that's what the Mechaber says, and the way the Mishnah Berurah understands, but Beis HaKnesses, Biyom HaMila. So therefore, if the bris mila is taking place after the second minyan, the first minyan also wouldn't say Tachron. However, says Reb Chaim, if the bris mila takes place in the first minyan, and the first minyan concludes, and the bris mila takes place, and the bris mila is concluded, the second minyan after the bris mila should recite Tachnun. So therefore, in this context, on Shabbos and Hashkama minyan, if there's a bris mila on Shabbos in the second main minyan, the first minyan would not recite Avarachamim, because the bris mila is taking place in the second minyan, and it's bebeis haknesses biyom hamila. The halach of Avarachamim is equivalent to the halach of Tachanun, and therefore it's bris mila bebeis haknesses biyom hamila. And if there's a bris mila bebeis haknesses biyom hamila after a second minyan on Shabbos, Avarachamim should not be recited in the first minyan, the Hashkama minyan as well. The same thing would be true in the opposite context. If there's a bris mila taking place in the first minyan, in the Hashkama minyan on Shabbos, and in that minyan, then Avarachamim wouldn't be recited. But once the bris mila is finished and it's concluded, then the second minyan, no longer it's bebeis haknesses biyom hamila, and therefore in the second minyan, Avarachamim should be recited. This seems to be the way that the Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Levrach understands the Mishnah Berurah in a way many other poskim understand the Mishnah Berurah. However, this is very much Tully and Minog, and different shuls have different customs when it comes to this. So we've shown that there are pros and cons, complexities regarding two minyanim, multiple minyanim in a shul, and of course the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Hashkama minyan, the pros, the cons, the benefits, the complexities. Yes, on the one hand, of course, Kriya Shema Bezman, Tefila Bezman, learning after davening, the opportunities for Ben Adam L'Chavero, and on the other hand, the element of davening together, minyanim, multiple minyanim, and the inyan of Rovam. And of course, these are all important and critical, and weighing one versus the other is not a simple task. And so much so that the Mishnah Berurah himself says each of these contexts is not quick to paskin what should happen. Not when it comes to whether or not a second minyan and a first minyan should take place on the first day of Pesach and on the first day of Sukkot vis-a-vis the recitation of Mashiv Aruach Amorda Geshem and stopping to say Mashiv Aruach Amorda Geshem. And regardless regarding whether or not Hashkama minyan means only Shacharis and stopping and getting together for Musaf. And in each of these places, the Mishnah Berurah shows and appreciates the importance of everybody having having their place, their makom to daven, their makom miyuchad to daven. And everybody and every shul and every person and every individual, every congregation, every tzibur has to be able to balance the way and to know what's important and how it's important. So therefore, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, everybody should find the minyan that's appropriate for them to daven bekavana, to make sure to take advantage of the opportunity to be mispalel, to borei kol olamim, to make sure we do say briyosecha anachnu, and to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to fulfill all of the mitzvos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to daven with kavana, and to fulfill the mitzvos behidurav, whether it's kriyashma, whether or not it's tefillah, whether it's rov am, reciting mashavarachem regashem, and following all the halachas of tefillah, and all of the mitzvos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, wishing everybody a wonderful week.